If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we begin the weekday of the last liturgical week of the year. Let us come to recognize your power in our lives, and let us come to be the people you call us to be in service to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today our first reading comes to us from the book of Daniel. And if you read the notes from the New American Bible Revised Edition, you'll find that this book was written around the second century BC. Therefore, it is actually written, if you do the math, it's actually written during the Maccabean Revolt. And that you can find in the books of Maccabees, 1 and 2 Maccabees. And very famous books, they are part of the Apocrypha, and as such, they are not found in a Protestant Bible, but they are the source of the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah. So that is where you originally find the original celebration of Hanukkah, or the original reason for Hanukkah. So we will look at these powerful books, but this takes place, even though it was written in the 2nd century BC, it actually takes place in the 6th century BC when we're looking at the Babylonian exile. The key figure here is not the author, but in fact is the main figure, who is Daniel. And again, according to the New American Bible Revised Edition, what you're going to find there is this concept of apocalyptic literature. Now, you and I are quite familiar with apocalyptic literature, especially for those of us who may be older, because we remember the name of the original book, the original name of the book of Revelation was called the Apocalypse, and it's still called the Apocalypse in other languages. But in English, we call it the Book of Revelation. And so, but it's still apocalyptic literature, which is talking about the end times and talking about all this mysterious, this is what's going to happen in the future type ideas. Although Daniel has it, it's not to the same level that you will find probably the ultimate version of it, which is the Book of Revelations. It's interesting because when I think I had mentioned this to you earlier, when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of Christian radio. And here I am on Christian radio. But I remember, and I still forget the name of the program, that Aunt Bertha, and she came to us, I think, from Michigan or Minnesota or Wisconsin. But anyway, and she had this program. And of course, it was not a Catholic program, so they would always talk about the Book of Revelation, which we knew as the Apocalypse. Today, we all call it the Book of Revelation. So anyway, you're going to find something fascinating here, because what this details in today's reading is the capture of Judah. Now, remember, Israel's been gone since the 8th century BC. It was captured by the Assyrians. And now you have Judah, which is the southern kingdom and now captured by the Babylonians. The king is King Nebuchadnezzar. If you want to have a little fun, don't tell anyone what the reading is and tell them to read today's reading and see what they say when they come to Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, it's one of the hardest names. It's a very easy name, actually, to pronounce, but it's very hard, if you've never seen it before, to say, how do you pronounce that name? Nebuchadnezzar. And so there you have King Nebuchadnezzar, who captures Judah. And the story continues that you have a bunch of men, a group of men, among them is Daniel, who are personally selected by King Nebuchadnezzar to work in his court. This is the beginning of what is known as the Daniel Diet, still used today, by the way. And the Daniel Diet was that they wanted to make sure that they were fed well, or the king wanted to make sure they were fed well because they were going to serve in his court. But Daniel did not want to offend the king. So in doing so, he secretly had his food only to be the food that the Jews would eat and not any other food. Now, what's fascinating about this is, remember the background. This is all happening during the Maccabean Revolt. And how did the Maccabean Revolt begin? The Jews were forced to eat pork, and many of the Jews refused. So it's that same message, and it's a secret message being sent to the Jews to be faithful to their calling. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back, and today we're looking further at the book of Daniel. This is actually the first chapter we're looking at. And again, as I said, this is apocalyptic literature. So what we're seeing here is something really powerful. And always keep this in mind. This is part of our Catholic understanding. If you look carefully at the reading, you're going to see that King Nebuchadnezzar has chosen these men. So you have to look at it from his perspective. Okay, these are the men I'm going to choose, and these will be part of my court. They're going to learn our language. They're going to eat our food. And remember what I said, Daniel is secretly, and I guess the others, secretly eating the actual Jewish food. He's not giving in to eating the Chaldean food. And so he's limiting what he's eating. I think he's eating mostly vegetables. But there's something important to see. Meanwhile, the Lord gives each and every one of these men a special charismatic, what we would call today a charismatic gift, a charism. And those gifts will help them in service to the Jewish people who are captive in Babylon. So you see, that's very powerful. So this is an interesting foreshadowing here, and we're going to see more of that as it goes along. But this is interesting foreshadowing. But the reason why we want to look at that is to understand this powerful message. Jesus is with us. The Lord is guiding us. And even in the most difficult times, we can understand that the Lord is raising people up in service to him. So he's giving them special charisms to serve. So that's an important distinction. Now, notice something else that's really important. Daniel is just a regular guy. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, he's some of the people who the king is now has in his court, but he's, you know, he's not a governor. He's not a priest. I'd have to look to see if he has a lineage into the Levites, which was the order of priests, but he's not anyone specific. He is just Daniel, who has been chosen out of many others. This is an important distinction. The next time you say, "Who am I? What do I have to offer?" You are baptized in the Catholic Church. You have a lot to offer because you received the Holy Spirit and you also received the commission. And what was the commission? May the Lord open your ears to hear his word and your lips, and touch your lips to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. That was the commission given to you. So when you say that, well, I'm just some regular person, who am I? You are baptized, and therefore you have a special distinction among those who are not baptized. And therefore, you know, if you live your baptism, which is to be a person of prayer and to go to Mass on a regular basis, and well, regular basis means weekly. Sorry. What does that mean? That means weekly. You go to Mass on a regular basis, and you really seek to be faithful to the Lord, you will know that the Lord is going to work through you because he sees you as someone who is trying to be faithful to the Lord. So you want to be people of prayer, and you want to be faithful to the Lord, and you never want to say, who am I? Who am I? You are baptized in the Lord. Many of you I'm speaking to are also confirmed in the Lord. Some of you might even be ordained, I don't know. And therefore, you have that special dignity, just as we see in this first reading. So the Lord gives them a special charism, which will become useful as we read the rest of the story. So it's a really powerful beginning to this last week. Remember, this is the last week of the liturgical year. Starting next week, we begin in Advent. And you will always see during this last week that ominous reality that we are called to prepare for the coming of the Lord at all times. And let's face it, there are many people that are saying, maybe that coming is closer than we thought it was, but we don't know. We can never predict the coming of the Lord. Jesus didn't, so how can we? But we always want to be prepared. And that's going to be the focus of the readings this week. So anyway, checking those out, keeping those in mind, being people of prayer, being faithful to the call of the Lord, and never say, who am I? Because the Lord has given you special gifts. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a church to worship, consider St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. Come enjoy and worship with us at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. We're four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road.